This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And New York, start spreading the news.
We're really, really rocking. We expect we're going to have an amazing number of weeks.
The race for the Democratic nomination is in the home stretch, and victory is in sight.
I can think of nowhere that I would rather have this victory.
There's no place like home.
Wins by two front runners, both strong victories, both would seem to have a powerful argument now for taking their party's nomination. In the case of Hillary Clinton, the delegate count compared to challenger Senator Bernie Sanders is starting to look like the relentless mathematical truth that Secretary Clinton faced 8 years ago in her ultimately losing battle against then-Senator Barack Obama. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner, seized back the momentum Ted Cruz has been slowly draining away from Trump with the Texas senator's weeks of methodical delegate harvesting. But Trump's delegate dump truck from the victory in New York makes the Cruz campaign look a little like a bicycle messenger. We begin this hour listening to the voices of a pair of former governors, one from each party, betting on the favorites. Our frontrunner backers are experienced political operatives who represent the contrast in style between the Hillary Clinton message for America and the very different and sometimes indecipherable Donald Trump message. Both also recognize that their candidates have some work to do. On the Donald Trump side, former Governor Jan Brewer of Arizona will speak in just a moment. But first, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson was once a Clinton insider, Secretary of Energy and UN ambassador under President Bill. He went from friend of Bill, FOB, to FOB friend of Barack in 2008. Now he's back in the Clinton camp, confident of a Hillary Clinton victory, and equally confident that she won't be calling on him to join an administration.
I thought she would be the nominee by right now, but I think she's got a very strong candidacy, and her coalition of women and minorities and progressives is still strong. The younger voter, the more progressive voter, the farther left of the Democratic Party, I thought she's got a very good record there. So Sanders has surprised me, and I think he deserves credit for raising the issues he's brought.
Do you think people see Hillary Clinton as a going back versus going forward from the territory that President Obama has staked out over the last 8 years?
No, I don't think so. I think the problem, John, is there are a lot of younger voters that don't remember the Clintons, their good record on education and their good record on the economy, especially President Clinton. And you know, Sanders is saying some of the things that everybody wants to hear, free college tuition, go against Wall Street. It's an enormous appeal. But I think in the end, those voters will come with Secretary Clinton because she has a proven record. The problem is a lack of familiarity with that record.
How would you handle the question of the crime bill in the 1990s and the language that is so offensive to people involved in the Black Lives Matter movement, and how Bill Clinton really got caught off guard in dealing with being confronted on that?
Well, you know, I was in Congress, and John, I voted for the crime bill, and I thought it was a good bill. I still do. Yes, mass incarceration followed. That was a problem. But it also put 100,000 new police officers out there. It eliminated assault weapons. You know, this is when the NRA took over the Congress, and we lost a lot of seats for those that voted for the crime bill. I think at the same time, there was enormous heroin, crack addiction, a lot of crime. I think it was a good bill, and I liked the fact that Clinton got mad and defended it.
So what is the, you know, the wild card here that concerns you? It seems as though the electorate is trying to tell us something, and I'm wondering if there's violence at these conventions, particularly the one in Cleveland, if we have more to learn.
Well, I think both parties need to learn that the biggest issue in the election is income inequality. It's jobs, the fact that incomes have not risen, that there are a lot of Americans all across the board that despite positive changes in the economy and Wall Street and the stock market, that their wages have not increased. So I think the main issues are economic, and whatever party addresses them the best will win the election. And this is where I think Trump has caught on And Bernie Sanders have caught on to an issue, the income inequality issue, the anger issue that is out there and needs to be harnessed into political votes that will benefit either party.
Governor Bill Richardson, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.